All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grim Rants into the Heavens. We're just going to do that, or the Grim Rants, whatever you want to call it. I could do Grim Sober Rants, and I'm obviously not drinking. I'm not feeling real good, sinus pains, and changing weather. You know how it is. But anyway, I want to talk about some things. So, first of all, Empress is MIA. I have no idea what's going on. As in, I'm saying, I got a message. We were talking about some young man that had basically said a bunch of incel-related stuff. And the first thing he'd said is that he'd been raped and that he was groomed into porn at the age of 12. And I said, well, that's probably a reason for a lot of the things that happened in his life. And, of course, Empress, she got on a tangent and said, you know, I went through this and that, which I understand, but it's different sometimes for young men. You know, obviously she had went through trauma when she was young as well. But, we had a little bit of a discussion, and she's like, send his ass to the military. Something like, I mean, she was just hardcore on all that. Anyway, you know, I stopped talking after that, and I started sending some other stuff, and I just didn't hear anything. And, you know, I was like, okay, whatever. She usually just texts me out of the blue, sends me a video about this or that and the other. And nothing. Nothing at all. So it's been a day or two, and still nothing. And she's got two different numbers, and I've just not got anything. So, I mean, there could be any reason. Any reason at all out of 100,000 different reasons why she's not getting back to me. And she also dropped two shows. We did two shows, MIA, no response, no nothing. I don't know what's going on, but it's probably a chance that we're not going to have one this week either. But I don't know what's going on with her, and it could have a lot to do with what she's got going on right now in the holidays, so it just might be a while. We'll see. If she pops back up and we do another Empress Hour, we will. If not, I don't know. I'll replace the segment with something else. I do hope that if this is the last one that you guys enjoyed, you know, having her on. I did say that it wouldn't be a permanent thing. But it is good to have a female perspective on these certain things. So, anyway, what I really wanted to talk about, other than the MIA situation, is there's been a lot of talk, as I knew it was gonna be, about porn and sex in games, and sexy stuff in games. Obviously, everybody on Twitter, is X, whatever you want to call it, has seen the situation between Melanie Mack and the first descendant, some video footage, I believe, of the character's butt hanging out a little bit, right? And Melanie, of course, she is a bit of a grifter and all that, but, you know, she's made some tweets where she was advocating for if Leon was a gay character, Chris was a gay character, she'd have been fine with that. And she also posted another tweet long ago when she said that, you know, gay people and bisexual and all that existed. And, you know, this wasn't but about 4 or 6 years ago. So I don't know what's changed. Maybe the grift has changed. Maybe her age has changed. She's hitting 40, guys. She's literally hitting 40s. So, I don't know. Things are happening over there. But anyway, guys, what I wanted to talk about is the fact that this has been making waves. And I've seen a lot of anti-porn sentiment lately. You know, we've talked to death about porn. And one thing that I really want to say is, I think you guys really need to understand that this shit is fantasy. I was just talking with a friend of mine and her boyfriend, you know, on a video call, and, you know, she said, you know, a lot of the guys, they couldn't see past the physical, and she's been with this guy for 5 months. It's been, you know, it's been a good thing. They seem like things are working out pretty well for him and all that, and very faithful, not wanting to run off. I mean, that's just the one he wants, and then that's all it is to it. And I like that, you know. A lot of guys, like I know sometimes in the manosphere, you're like, but I want this gorgeous, beautiful girl. And sometimes, you know, it's really not just about that. Yeah, it sounds crazy for me being the guy making the porn channel that's like, oh, but that's not, yeah, because what we enjoy here is fantasy, right? We don't want to discourage your reality and make you think that you have to get a woman that looks like Sydney Sweeney, who doesn't even look like Sydney Sweeney when she gets up in the fucking morning, because that's the truth, guys. Yes, there are some women that are just naturally fucking gorgeous, but you know, even so, age comes and you know, it's just it happens. Things happen. People get older. Selma Hayek still looking good at 60. Obviously, she was showing us. I think it was it Selma Hayek? No, it wasn't her. Maybe it was the Monica, whatever that woman's name was. Anyway, she was doing a video, like a, I guess it's a GIF, whatever you want to call it, where she's kicking up and just looks really, really fucking hot. I can't remember. Maybe it's Monica Tomei. I think that might have been it. But yeah, guys, 60 years old, she's looking great. And that's not gonna happen for everybody. And a lot of people will be like, oh yeah, the wall, blah, 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 blah. But yeah, at the same time, though, like things happen, you know? And it's not so much about like the physical casing of people. And one problem with society that I have noticed, even though I may be kind of promoting it, but I'm trying to promote it in a fantasy setting, is that, you know, people want to have like the perfect body now, right? And I'm not saying it wasn't something that humans didn't always want. But I'm just saying that people want to have the perfect body. Like, everybody wants to look like they're a movie star or a celebrity, and that's just not realistic at all. It never has been. And it's really worrying for this generation, right? Because, you know, you might miss out on some good people that don't look like celebrities. And I think it's gonna take a lot of soul searching before this generation realizes that. So basically, you know, I was talking and, you know, I was talking about how crazy these kids are and all the stuff that they're doing. And I call them kids because I'm in my 40s. And, you know, her boyfriend was there and he said, yeah, you're right. He's like, they're just kids. It's like, you have to think of it like that. It's not a big fucking deal anymore. You're like, we're old now. It's like, yeah, I mean, it was like a weight had been lifted off my back or something. I was like, you know what? I don't have to worry about all this shit or what these kids are gonna do because I'm old and technically it doesn't really affect me. Now, I know that might sound pretty awful to some of you, but I'm just being real here. It doesn't affect me. Like, if they want to do this, that, and the other, and just whatever kind of crazy stuff they want to do, let them do it. Like, for instance, I talked to a guy who's creating an AI-generated profile for OnlyFans. And this was a very interesting conversation. So basically, we're talking about how this is done. He gave me the programs. I could make an AI girl and start making the money off the simps if I wanted to. However, it's a little bit more confusing, more complicated than that. And this is going to give you guys some insight into what OnlyFans is actually being used for. Now, some of you know, but some of you may not. And that's why I'm here to tell you. So we were having this discussion. And basically, he said, look, I made this girl with this program and this program. He used two programs to make this girl. Very, very realistic. I mean, stupidly realistic. I didn't even notice the little shine that you sometimes see with AI. It was very, very hard. Like in his early pictures, yeah, you saw it. But as you went a little bit closer up to the stuff he's working on now, oh yeah. And also, he's working on video. And the video is not seamless yet, but it's getting there. I'd say 75%. And when I say 75%, I mean 75% to looking like real footage. Like it was taken with a camera and you couldn't tell the difference. And I'm like, wow, that's incredible that we're even that far. And this guy, you know, he's been working with AI for a while because he's obviously doing this as a business, you know, his way to, or, you know what I mean, make some extra money. That's what I mean by business. So, basically, what he's doing, guys, is he's also going, well, he's coding an AI chatbot, right? And the chatbot, he said, is basically going to provide what men actually want from this platform. Conversations. Text. He said text. Basically, the guys are paying all this money, not for the pictures and not for the videos, because he's done all that, and he's shown that they're not doing a whole lot. But the texts, messages, that's what they're paying for. The biggest thing he says these guys are paying for is to have the women text them back. That's what they want. And to rate their penises. Yes, that's the thing. This is coming from a man that's been doing it for a while. So basically, he said, look, here's what I'm going to do. I'm coding this bot right now that's going to respond to them, and it's also going to respond positively to any penis picture they show me. Doesn't matter. I mean, of course, he won't see it, but the bot will see it. Basically, if the bot is shown this image, the bot will respond in this way or that way. And it's basically going to be fine-tuned to where, you know, it'll be a different response and a very realistic response to every picture that a man shows. Like if a man shows his penis or a man shows his muscles or his yacht or his cars or whatever he's got, it's going to respond, you know, in a different way. And that's literally what these guys are doing. And again, he's going to be making money off of it. And I told him, I said, you know, milk these simps. And he said, you know, that's very hard to do. And this guy's using a very beautiful character. Very porno. I'd say very porno as far as fantasy. It's definitely, again, not what we would consider an actual person to look like. Maybe an image is an AI and all that thing. But again, in real life, very few people will ever look like that person. So it's almost like a character in a way. Again, it's a fantasy. That's why I don't like to say these AI or these DAZ renders or anything are people. They're not. They're literally renders. And even with the AI models that they've got now, they're going to be full AI design characters. So... yeah, it's not real, but it pleases the men. It gives them a fantasy, and unfortunately, some of the men may have been so attached to the pornographic image of what a woman should look like that, you know, they have to have something like that, and that might be a bad thing. I mean, it might literally be a bad thing for them. Like, now I know some guys are like, well, yeah, I'm going to get a robot and all this stuff. I was like, okay, fine. And, I mean, that's still not off the table, excuse me, for me. But, you know, as far as, you know, the realistic, like, if you want, like, a real partner, it's not going to be, you know, somebody that looks at least all the time like that character, we could say. Because I've got a friend of mine, obviously, she's getting divorced, but, you know, I still talked, and she does not look at all in person like you would see her in the images, because that's not who you're talking to. That's not the real person. Now, it's kind of funny that we do this, that we have different looks for ourselves. Like, we have, like, here's how I look all spruced up by AI. You know, instead of showing off our actual selves, right? We just go in here and say, oh, hey, look at me. This is how I would look if I was at eugenics, right? Like, and I say eugenics because that's what it would look like as a perfect specimen. So, you know, it is what it is. It is what it is, guys. It's not, again, people are not perfect. We're not made to be perfect. We were never perfect. So to go in there and, you know, assume that people are going to be like that is crazy. You know, we can go back to the old porn of the 80s and 90s, whatever. You're like, oh, you're watching that porn. It's like, oh, it's a fantasy. Don't you like watching wrestling? Wrestling's fake, though. I mean, I could definitely compare porn to wrestling because, oh, yeah, you can. I mean, and I'm talking about, again, a movie. I'm not talking about, like, you know, certain things, because when I watch like a movie, like it's even hard for me to even call like skin flicks, I like to say. So if I'm watching like Russ Meyer's movies and I'm seeing these women, looking gorgeous and everything else, and sometimes, yeah, they had strict gym schedules and they couldn't eat this, that, and the other, and they had to do this, that. Like again, that was all part of the shoot. That's like with any character. When Margot Robbie was playing Harley Quinn, she probably had a strict diet that she had to follow through to, I mean, it's just how things are. So when I look at this kind of thing, what the funny thing is, guys? The funny thing is the diets and the fitness and all the sort of thing that they do with the women in these adult films is probably about the same as they would if they were in a sporting event like wrestling. Obviously, there'd be a lot more fitness involved with wrestling, a lot more weight lifting and things like that. But you do have, again, these muscle girls, a lot of these muscle mommies and things, and they are just completely jacked like China was. So there's probably not a whole lot of differentiation in some of these now, because some guys, they'll go look at the women flex. Of course, some of you have seen my ex page, and I do like enjoy that. But again, at a fantasy, at a fetish level, I would never expect like somebody that I'm actually going to spend my life with or spend a lot of my time with to look like that. And I even talked with a very, a very good friend of mine. It's been an Asian bodybuilder, and she says, a lot of these guys that like these big muscle women, they're marshmallows themselves. And I told her, I said, you know what? I'm not a marshmallow. I joked around. I said, I'm not a marshmallow. I do lift weights when I get a chance. And I throw things around in the warehouse, which is absolutely true. I work at a warehouse. I pick up a lot of different heavy boxes. And sometimes I do throw them around. It depends on how I'm feeling. If I'm feeling like $100 or I'm feeling really pissed, shit's gonna start flying. But yeah, guys, I do have a little bit of exercise and a little bit of an athletic build. But I've never. I know Jay Cutler, Jay Cutler, he's pretty damn. He, again, steroids will do it for you, folks. I don't. If that's what you're trying to achieve, what was the woman saying? Anavar. Oh yeah, she was talking about how it works, but you have to really bust your ass. And she said one thing. She said if you stop taking it, then automatically you're just gonna start feeling like shit and you won't want to work out and all that other stuff. Of course, some people cycle. I know that Vladislava Galligan does. She does that. But yeah, not everybody can cycle like that. So again, though, it's all for the perfect body, achieving physical fitness, or what, some people would even say, oh, that's far from the perfect body, and it actually would be. Because that kind of muscular size and definition is not usually seen as a perfect look for women. Like most people would say, oh, that's really manly and masculine. I don't like that, and that's perfectly fine. But but again, they have to go through these kind of regimens as well. So if you're having that kind of thing, oh yeah, they definitely have to look the part. Whether you're in a porn or you're wrestling, you're definitely want to, look that part. I mean, remember what Trish Stratus used to look like, and again, I've said China and all that. Just, I mean, again, it's all glammed out, and I mean, these girls were fit. Stacy Keibler, a lot of them were really fit girls, they just. That a lot of us just really, really loved. Some of the girls, they still look pretty good at. They showed Trish Stratus now, and she doesn't look that bad for her age. But yeah, like I said, guys, it's all, again, it's all a fantasy. And even if somebody maintains their youthful looks for a long time, eventually that fades too. right? We all get older and things happen. It's just part of fucking life, right? So I know there's guys like, but I'm this old man and I've got all these beautiful women. But yeah, but one thing about that though is you've also got a lot of women that necessarily aren't thinking with their heads. They're still young. They haven't had a lot of experience yet, right? And some of you guys like, oh, I want to teach them the experience. That's fine. If you're the old man that wants to do that, then do that. Again, anything that a person wants to do, I'm cool with. But I mean, as for me, it's just you have to get to a point where, yeah, you are old, and you look at the society, and you're like, like a lot of this shit is just not real, and I mean, with AI and all that, again, if you want an AI girlfriend and you want all this AI stuff, and if people want that, they can have that. That's okay. I mean, I don't know if it's something I'll ever do. I mean, I like the robot idea, but I don't think the robot's gonna come through. And people are like, oh, well, you can do spicy chat. And I was like, yeah, I don't think I want to do spicy chat though, because I don't even like sexting. Like, somebody's like, do you want to sext? I'm like, what? I remember one girl, she said, do you want to, like, solo masturbate while I be on one end of the phone and you be on the other? And I'm like, I don't know. That sounds like it's not you. She kind of felt bad when I turned her down. And it's not because of her, it's just, it felt weird. It's like, okay, so you're gonna whack off on your phone, and I'm gonna do the same on mine, and this is supposed to be a way of us communicating together? Like we're getting off to each other? I guess that can be sexy, but it's probably sexier if you're in the same room with the person, right? And she's doing really well. She's got a good dude, and they've been together for a while. So, I mean, things are okay. With a lot of these people. But as I'm starting to get old, I'm realizing, you know what? You can either chase the fantasy or you can just kind of accept reality of what things are. And it's better to kind of accept the reality and be truthful to yourself, right? Because there's a lot of really cool, good people out there, and they don't look like supermodels. They don't look like the girls from, I don't know, Returning to Mia, I guess. They don't look like that because they're not renders made with DAZ to be like perfect images of a person. I mean, they're human. I mean, we're people at the end of the day, right? We're gonna get old. We're gonna get old and fucking wrinkly. We're gonna be old farts. And at the end of the day, you gotta fucking realize that, You can have these gorgeous women, like, what was it? They used to say the old joke about Hugh Hefner, is he would go to bed with six beautiful women, and three of them were needed for him to move around. Like, he couldn't do anything without three of them. He had three of them that needed to move him around because, obviously he's very old and he couldn't really fuck him. That was the old joke about Hugh Hefner, But yeah, guys, see on this whole thing, we gotta ban the porn. We gotta get rid of it, dude. If this generation is cooked to the point where they're like, oh, no. Okay, so listen. All right, so think about this. Here's the problem. And once I say it, you're gonna be like, damn, Grim, and all your rambling, you really said something fucking wise. Okay, so we get rid of all the pornography. It's all gone. Grimm's Dungeon of Degeneracy closes, and it probably would or become comics. But okay. Anyway, soon we did all that. So then, what would happen is we would have, okay, now I can have my young, hot, beautiful, trad wife. You see the problem? You see the problem? My young, hot, beautiful, trad wife. That's what they want. Because of the porn, they can't have their young, hot, beautiful, trad wife. I didn't say anything about a woman that's been, made some bad mistakes and, went through some experiences and all that. They didn't say a woman that maybe isn't just absolutely gorgeous. And people are saying, there's this one guy that said every guy needs a beautiful mid. And the women he's showing as mid are not what you would consider mid. They're not at all what you would consider mid. And it got so ridiculous. And people started telling him in the comments, dude, this is not mid. What are you talking about? This is what you consider mid? This is a mid-level girl in terms of looks? Really? And I mean, assuming this guy here is getting what he says he's getting, eventually he might, get to that same Hugh Hefner level where he's, got all these women, but he needs a few to move him around. I don't know. I mean, again, it's one of those things. I mean, you cannot escape age. You could take all the testosterone supplements you want. You can take all the sildenafil you want. You can take everything you want. It's still going to come up to you. Things aren't going to work like they used to. It's just part of getting old, So we knew the difference and that porn was fake. We knew that some girls looked really fucking hot in porn, and there were probably maybe some guys that looked pretty decent to the girls, I guess. I don't know. But anyway, I remember, at least me and one of my exes, we used to look at stuff like that, and of course she would think, oh, she's hot. Yeah, she's attractive. Of course. These are women at the peak of their performance, peak of their abilities, and the peak of the industry. Like you look at Angela White, who's right now the top girl on OnlyFans, right? Not OnlyFans, sorry. The top girl on Pornhub. Sorry. We'll read you those statistics a little later. We've got them for you, but we're going to do them on a show. So, anyway, guys, that's what we're talking about. I mean, she's not in her peak right now, but she's very popular. And a lot of the other girls below her would probably also be rather popular as far as, views and certain things like that. But, again, that's just the nature of porn. It's fantasy. It's never ever going to be reality. It's not supposed to be real. Like some people that do porn, they want to look like the fantasy because that's their job. When you see Marisa Rabbit and she's dressed up like Jessica Rabbit and she looks kind of like Jessica Rabbit, that's because that's the job. She's literally supposed to look like Jessica Rabbit. Like, that's the idea. That's what inspired her. All these girls that do sex entertainment, they're going to look sexy. Would you want to have a woman in sex entertainment that did not look sexy? And it's not my fault that these young men are like, oh, but because I saw in when I was 10 or something, and the evil Jews, they brainwashed me with the Pornhub. Okay, but here's the thing. If you think you've broken free of the evil brainwash, then why do you still want, again, the young, hot, beautiful trad wife? You're not willing, again, to accept a trad wife that's been through a few things that may have a wrinkle or two, may not look as great as some of the young, hot, beautiful trad wives you see on OnlyFans and on Pornhub, because apparently that content has gone up. No, you're going to see a traditional woman that's probably not the best looking, but probably a really damn good person. And that's what you're not going to go for. Why? Because you want the young, hot, beautiful trad wife like your father had, your grandfather had. But that's not reality. Again, that's not what people are. When you see people in pictures and things like that, and they did photos and stuff, again, that's all fucking fake. All that shit's fake. It's as fake as the AI that guys are falling for. It's as fake as the Daz, right? That shit's not real. And unless you want to have that, like as an AI or a robot or something, you're going to have to accept the fact that, you know, people aren't that. I mean, that's just life. And it's just crazy that people have such a problem with porn. It's because they can't handle it, maybe. Maybe we're to a point where people just don't like looking at, like, perfect bodies or exaggerated perfect bodies. But my dick isn't the size. Yeah, most people's dick isn't that size. But my breasts are. Yes, most people's breasts aren't that size. But my butt. Yes, most people's butts aren't that size. I'm sorry. Most people do not look like porn characters and porn stars. They don't. That's not normal for human beings. We were never ever supposed to look like that, okay? Like, again, it's all fantasy. So when you see these people, you look at them like you do Arnold and Conan. Like, he's just this powerful, you know, powerful barbarian. Or Arnold and Predator, right? Just rippling muscles, you know? That's like, a guy's like, oh, I want to look like that, right? And some guys will and can. That's absolutely possible. And then, of course, there's women that might look at so-and-so and be like, well, maybe they, now they kind of get mad. Why don't I look like that, I guess? I don't know. It could even be that situation where the women kind of like, oh, I wish I could look like that. Or I wish I had, you know, abs like that. I remember there's a lot of women that want abs more than you have ever known, guys. Trust me, there's a lot of women I've talked to that want abs. That just, they want abs. They want, I don't know, it's just the thing that women always wanted and we never realized it as men. And I say, you know, it's fake, it's not real, but if you want abs, you know, you go to the gym, do some crunches, you don't do that. You do squats. You do squat, well, squats for the booty, it's squats for the, in the abdomens, if you want abs. Do a lot of stuff like that. That's how you do it. I got a friend of mine that she did do that. I told her. She said, you know, I have problems with my booty. And I said, well, you know, try doing the weighted squats. And she did. She started doing weighted squats and weighted squats and weighted squats. And she showed me a picture of her real booty. And I'm like, oh, my God. And she's up there in age, guys. Like, she's in her, you know, getting 40s, something like that. And she looks gorgeous. Like, an amazing booty. And it's literally work. Like, she worked for that. That's why she looks like that. She didn't do a BBL or anything like that. She just did the weighted squats. And that's it. That built that thing. I mean, again, and you can do that kind of thing. I mean, when you're young or even you're older, I mean, if you want to look like that, it's whatever. It doesn't matter. But everybody's going to be different, you know. And as we age, things are going to be harder. It's harder to put on muscle mass when you're older. Sometimes you might need more T supplements. There's a lot of things that happen. Boob sag, right? Just things happen. It's life. There's not much else you can do about it, man. It's just the way people are. I mean, I look okay for 40, honestly. I mean, I'm looking all right. Again, I'm not like Superman or anything, but, you know, I've got a pretty decent, okay body. Maybe a little on the skinny side, but, you know, it's not, I'm not super skinny. Like, I even showed, you know, a picture to my ex then high school, and she's like, oh, you're definitely not skin and bones now. I said, no, I'm not. I've been, you know, putting on some muscle. I mean, it happens, you know, when you do commit to exercise or you have a job where you do a lot of lifting and things like that, it happens. So, you know, guys, it's just all about how you take care of yourself, right? And I don't eat the best diet, but it's because I have that high metabolism that, you know, I don't have to worry about that. But, of course, you know, I have issues from that as well. So, I mean, it's not great. I have IBS, so that's not cool. There's just a lot of different setbacks with that. But yeah, I've been everywhere under the moon. This has definitely been more of Grim Rambles Into the Heavens, but basically just what I'm saying is this whole situation about porn and, oh, this is awful, horrible, these men are getting brainwashed, the women don't have these great big booties like these, excuse me, these anime type looking characters. And I'm like, well, yeah, of course they don't. That's the, I mean, some do, but again, it's a porn thing. It's not real life. It's not something that you can actually just equate to real life. And it shouldn't be equated to real life. And I want to end all this on one quote that a colleague of mine said about all these games, all this porn. He said, "I wish adults would stop complaining about content made for adults." That's all there is to it. This content is made for adults, made by adults for adults. That's all there is to it. It's not made for kids. It's not made for teenagers, really. It's made for adults. The first sentence is an M-rated game. It's an adult game. So, to see that people are losing their minds over an adult game is just fucking ridiculous. Oh no, it's the porn. We gotta get rid of the porn. Porn is such a problem. It's such a hassle in society. OnlyFans is bad. It's terrible. And that woman, of course, you know, that broke down after having the 100 and, I mean, yeah, that probably does happen after you bang 100 guys and it's robotic as hell. I'm sure it's going to be even more robotic when she bangs 1,000. See, that's probably something she shouldn't do. I wouldn't suggest it. I think it's ridiculous. Why would you want to have sex with 1,000 men? I think it is kind of retarded. Now, if it's a computer game or an AVN, like I say, it's no big deal because that's a fantasy world that's not real. You can do whatever kind of weird, crazy stuff in AVN. It's fine. It's an AVN. But if you're going to do something like that in real life, that comes with a lot of issues. Not just for you, but for the other people. So, you know, a lot of this isn't thought about. And we got to stop trying to make life like the computer games. You know? That's one thing that really needs to change. We have to stop making life like the computer games. I'm tired of seeing stuff in real life that I would have seen in one of these games, you know. And it's troubling to me. It really is on a level. Because this content has always been made for fantasy. It's always been made as an escape. It's not supposed to be something that you want to aspire to, right? Like when it comes to, let's just say a game like Ys Nordics, where I'm going around in a pirate ship and I'm blowing things up and I'm going to different islands and I'm slaying monsters, right? That's really fun on the screen, but it's not something I'd like to do in real life, because that comes with a lot of problems and I could be killed, right? Or the boat could sink, scurvy, all kinds of shit, you know, they grow food on the ship. But again, it's not something that I'd really like to do in real life. It doesn't seem fun. So, playing it on a screen, that's pretty fun. I enjoy that. Same thing with like watching these old porn movies, or these, maybe some of the little scenes that they do on X. Okay, yeah, that's fine. I mean, we know it's fake. And I was really upset by that casino, whatever the hell it was, that new, supposed to be like a porn with a plot, and it was like way too long because they had these stupidly long scenes in it, and the woman, you could tell she was faking it. It was boring as hell and it didn't even look that great. Yeah. That didn't do anything for me. Plus they took away the music, you know. And I have said this a million times, even during the AVNs, I love the music. And again, that was part of the fantasy. It took you away. You take away the music and you push it too much into reality, right? Because there was always that, you know, like all the little keyboards and all the little, yeah, it was fun like that. But then you take all that away and it looks more realistic and we're going towards more amateur shit, and it's just like, yeah, that kind of pushes it too far into the real world. And I get that people wanted to see, like, for the longest time, man has wanted to see what his neighbor and his wife are getting up to. But, you know, I think maybe we've pushed it a little bit too far. Man and his wife, or excuse me, the neighbor and the other neighbors and all the other neighbors in the fucking area, like, not everybody wants to see what they're getting up to, right? Like, but now they can. They could just go online and see everything. This is this guy's wife, and that's that guy's wife. It's getting a little crazy. I don't think that's really the idea. I don't think that's really where porn should go. I don't really think that's a good place for porn. I think porn needs to stay in the realm of fantasy and fun, and I think the games are a great, great, great medium for that. I don't think it needs to be about the neighbors and the neighbors' wives and all that kinds of thing. Oh, look at me and my wife. We made this porn. Yeah, that's not something that works at the workplace. You don't just go over to your. I mean, I knew a guy that did that. Absolutely. Real 100%. He's over there showing these girls how big his dick is and everything, and they're freaking out. I mean, good. I'm going to clap his hand. He's a black guy. You know, he's got the BBC. He's, you know, doing the thing. And I ain't got no problem with it. And of course, you know, he said, well, we're going to do another one. Any girls want? I mean, of course, they were ready to line up for him. I mean, that's a thing. But at the same time, it's just kind of, it puts us into a different kind of society, I suppose. And I mean, I'm okay with people having freedom to do whatever they want. I mean, what I say here isn't going to stop people. They're still going to do whatever the fuck they want. And by all means, they should. You know, I'm a live and let live guy. But I'm just saying that from my personal experience, I think that porn may be moving into the realism realm, moving a little closer into reality and out of the steamy fun fantasy. Might just not be the greatest idea. It does kind of maybe give some of these young guys the wrong idea of what women are, and it can cause some issues. Now, it's up to them to know better, but sometimes they don't. And I mean, I don't really know what we can do about that. But at any rate, this is the Crim Lord, and I guess I'll see you guys next time. I'm out of here.